Palm Sunday, and I myself have the feeling that we arrived here on the Lenten journey on one of those very, very high-speed trains that we don't even have in our own country yet. But Lent certainly sped by. And at the moment, we are where we are. With beautiful readings to sum up what the fruits of our Lenten practice should be, and at the same time to set a course for our journey during Holy Week. And again, I repeat, the most important liturgy in the church calendar is next Saturday night, 8 o'clock. Please come. Please bring a few friends. It's the greatest moment of liturgical celebration in the church year. Let's be packed, as though Easter really means something very important to us. Let's not hesitate. We will begin at 8. We will be finished by about 10:30. So if there were 11 o'clock news, you could be home for it. But please take that to heart. Jesus in the first reading, bruised reed he will not break, smoldering wick he will not quench. And in the second reading, he became obedient unto death, even death on a cross. And then we see that lived out in the life of Jesus in the beautiful Passion reading to which we have just listened. What is clear from the three readings is that Jesus was defenseless. He made himself defenseless before God. And when one makes himself or herself defenseless before God, that results in obedience, even unto death, even unto martyrdom. We can notice, as we listen to the Passion, how Peter defended himself against God. I'm not one of them. We see how Pontius Pilate defended himself against God. Well, he has done no evil. He really shouldn't be crucified. But I'll play to the crowds. How often do we defend ourselves against God? Because we're playing to the crowds. When we really are willing to have the highest form of faith with Jesus like Jesus, with Mary like Mary, we make ourselves completely defenseless before God. And since we cannot defend ourselves, who will defend us but God? So the only reasonable conclusion we can draw, being defenseless, is I will obey. I won't defend myself against God for whatever reason. Father, if you will not take this chalice away from me, then I will accept it. Father, your will be done. Defenselessness, obedience. Obedience to God, to Christ, is also obedience to the church. How many Catholics, not so much here, but others, defend themselves against God by defending themselves against the church? Lots do. And there are all kinds of excuses, and the reasons are often, as they were in the readings today, a certain cowardice, like Peter, and fear, or a certain I'll play to the crowds, like Pilate. After all, it's not very acceptable in our contemporary culture. It's not very acceptable in Madison to be defenseless before God, to be a disciple of Christ. Not very acceptable at all. So many people not only will not wear their faith on their sleeves, but they hide it very cleverly. Because, after all, I have to fit in with this group, or I have to fit in with that group. For us, the path is defenselessness. For us, the path is obedience to God, to Christ, and to the church. Let's get serious at the beginning of Holy Week. As Jesus said so beautifully in a phrase that was so beloved of St. John Paul the Great, as Holy Week begins, arise, let us be on our way to defenselessness, to obedience, even unto death on a cross. Praise be Jesus Christ.
Now and forever.